Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Now, it's been actually about a week since I gave over my last story, and I really apologize for that. Usually, when we do something wrong, we tend to say, but this is the excuse I have. However, I'm not going to give any excuse, because in Torah, an excuse actually is spelled Aleph Mem Saf Lamed Aleph, Amasla in Aramaic, an excuse. But what does the word Amasla, excuse, really mean? If you look at the word carefully, it's Aleph Mem Saf, that's Emes, which means true, and Lamed Aleph, that's not, that means no or not. In other words, an excuse is Amasla, it's not true, Emes Lo, not true. So even if a person gives an excuse for not having done something they should have done, it's only an excuse. It's really an amasla. It's not really true. It may be that it's a true description of what actually happened, but the fact that the person missed an opportunity to do something good, to do a mitzvah, they missed, and that is a problem. So the same thing with my missing all these days of stories. I'm not going to give you any excuses. I'm not going to say I was doing this, or I was here, or I was there, or whatever, because they're all just amaslas, which means that underneath, deep, they're not true, meaning it's not the point. The point is to carry out the mitzvahs, not to miss, to do the learning of Torah, not to miss, and to make sure to carry out what we have to carry out to bring Geula more immediately. So today's story is a very, very short one, and it's about the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe of Chabad, Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, or Liajna, and it's a short Rosh Hashanah story. One time on Rosh Hashanah, the Alter Rebbe told his chassidim that a person should be joyous on Rosh Hashanah because we're serving Hashem. A person should be joyous. Sometime later, the Alter Rebbe's two of his grandsons, Rebbe Menachem Mendel, who was later on the third Chabad Rebbe, known as the Tzemach Tzedek, and Rebbe Menachem, they said to him, but Zayde, you told us that you're supposed to be joyous on Rosh Hashanah, but yourself, you are crying so much all during the Rosh Hashanah evening. So how can you say that we're supposed to be joyous when you yourself, on the eve of Rosh Hashanah especially, crying very, very much? The Alter Rebbe answered, those were tears of joy. And in fact, Yitzchak Luria, the great Arizal, said, if a person doesn't cry during the Saris and Mei Tshuva, especially on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that means that his soul is not complete, there's something wrong. Now, in our generation, it's not so easy for us to cry over how much we're not doing for Hashem and so forth. Our specialty, although it's good if a person can do that, but our generation, the more specialty is serving Hashem with joy. And so, therefore, yes, we should definitely feel bad about what we are missing and what we didn't do right, what we neglected to do, what we did wrong, and we should try to fix it. But the ultimate is that we should be joyous. We should be bitter over the gullus and over everything which went wrong. But mainly we should be in a state of simcha, that Rebbe explains. Simcha that Geul is coming soon. And simcha in serving Hashem. What's the Mashiach connection? That one of the meanings of the blowing of the shofar, although the Torah doesn't tell us exactly what the reason that we blow shofar is, but one of the meanings of it that our Chachamim have explained is that it reminds us of the Shofar Gadol, Tekab Shofar Gadol L'Chai Reseinu, as we say in Shemoneh Esrei, that Hashem will blow a great shofar to signal our ultimate freedom and the coming of Geula. And therefore, as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we put more and more effort into that preparation, let us remember that the sound of the shofar is one of the reasons to remind us of the coming of the Geula. May it happen immediately. And thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And thank you very much for your patience with me that occasionally I miss. Sometimes I miss a lot. God willing, B'li Neder, I will try to make sure each day from now on to have a beautiful story for you. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.